This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Over the past 2 weeks, we've had a series of conversations with candidates for Massachusetts governor. Today, our final conversation, for now, I should say. The race, after all, still has a year to go. But we'll close this series with the first person to have announced his candidacy, Joe Avalone.
Avalone is a trained surgeon, former chief operating officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, and now holds an advisory position at Paraxcel International, a biopharmaceutical research company based in Waltham, where until recently he worked as the Vice President of Clinical Research Services.
Avalone also served on the Board of Selectmen in Wellesley and is a retired lieutenant commander in the U.S. Naval Reserve's Medical Corps. He joins us now to talk about his run for governor. Joe Avalone, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much, Meghna. Anthony, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. So listeners, if you have a question for Joe Avalone, he is running on the Democratic side of the race for governor. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. So, Joe Avalone, let's just start with the most direct question. Give us your pitch. Why do you think you'd make a great governor for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
I know I could be a great governor for the Commonwealth because of my background, given what the needs of the state are. I know I can make a big difference. Our biggest need following the next election is to chart a course for rebuilding our economy, essentially building a new economy based on new jobs from new industries. And I've been running a large global business for the last 6 or 7 years and know how to do that. And also controlling our healthcare costs. And having been the COO of Blue Cross and Blue Shield back in the 90s when we did control healthcare costs and having worked with all these large institutions, I know how to do that. So I think I'm right for the times and can make a big difference in our Commonwealth.
Okay, so in a moment we'll talk a little bit more about healthcare because it is a major issue in Massachusetts and a lot of candidates with some healthcare savvy in this race. But you were a surgeon. Why did you decide to leave the operating room and leave medicine and go into business instead?
I was interested in helping people. That's why I went into medicine and went into surgery and certainly enjoyed all of that with surgery. It's a very important thing to do, taking care of patients one at a time. But after a few years of practicing, I'm one of those people that believed and saw that as a leader and a manager in the health system, I could have a bigger impact on people, and that's really been my career.
Okay, so describe to us a little bit about what you did at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, because it is the major insurer in the Commonwealth, and you were chief, you served as high as in the C-suite as chief operating officer. So what did you do there?
Yes, that's right. I came to Blue Cross in 1990, actually, as part of a team that was wanted to modernize Blue Cross effectively. Blue Cross had been around for a long time, but over the 1980s, new plans, the Harvard Community Health Plan, we all remember, and Tufts and Fallon, started to become very popular, and they were managing costs and managing care. And Blue Cross really wasn't built that way. So I was invited in with a team to develop the modern Blue Cross, which is essentially creating HMO Blue and many of the other product lines that we use today. That allowed Blue Cross to be able to control healthcare costs better. And actually, over that seven-year period, we grew quite rapidly. We were able to bring many new jobs to the Commonwealth over that time as well. Mm.
So this is really interesting to me because, of course, as you know, Charlie Baker, who's running on the Republican ticket, he was at Harvard Vanguard. Then we have Dr. Berwick, who was at one time running Medicare for the United States of America, and now you, with your experience in the health field. We also spoke with Evan Falchuk, who's running as an independent last week, and he said one of the things he'd like to do is actually break up what he calls the monopolies of health insurers or the major ones in Massachusetts. So with your experience at Blue Cross, what do you make of that idea as one way to possibly introduce more competition and therefore control costs?
Well, first of all, healthcare costs are a huge problem for the Commonwealth going forward. I've been in 110 towns so far in this race, and if I didn't know it beforehand, I certainly know it now. It really squeezes our families, our businesses. I've met many small businessmen who can't hire the next person because of healthcare costs, and certainly it's now 40% of our state budget, which is up from 20% just 12 years ago. So it's having a major impact on our ability, not only in the private sector, but in the state budget itself, in our state government, to do the things that we know we need to invest in. So actually controlling our healthcare costs in a way that preserves quality or even enhances quality is a very important method issue for the Commonwealth. And I think that's why you have people with healthcare backgrounds weighing in on this. As far as what to do, the insurance mechanism we have now works. It's essentially we've got it in place for 7 years. And yes, it's not perfect. But what we have to do is work on how healthcare is delivered underneath the insurance mechanism, whether it's a public system, you know, like Medicare or Medicaid, or even our private insurers. The healthcare cost trend, which is how we deliver healthcare, is what needs to be changed. And that's a much harder thing to do, but much more fundamental to getting better care at a more affordable price.
I've read that you've said that you would do away with fee-for-service in medicine.
Yes, I think we need to move towards what are called more organized systems of mm-hmm. care, which is larger groups of physicians managing populations of patients. That allows us to physicians to pay themselves differently and more on the basis of good medical outcomes, less on, you know, how many procedures they've done or how many patients they can see in an hour, which is, sends all the wrong incentives into our health system. And instead, work on outcomes, spend the resources up front towards prevention and early intervention and away from the high-tech back end of our system. That's where we need to move all of our major institutions in our state.
Well, in a way, that is the direction that the Commonwealth is moving, because we do have we've seen the introduction of global payments and these ACOs, as they're called, the sort of more team-oriented approach to healthcare. But I'm wondering if you think that's enough, or what you would do as governor, and how what you would have the state government do even further to move towards that completely different model of delivering healthcare.
Well, first of all, I think conceptually how to do it is known. You know, there are models around the country, and as you mentioned, we have elements of it here in Massachusetts. But the political will to do it, it's a very large changes over, you know, using physicians in their large groups in a different way, and these institutions having a different relationship with them. This is a big change. It's going to take the rest of this decade to do it. We do have to move down this road, so we can't just give lip service to it. It's going to take political will, and I think the governor, who understands the system, in order to actually accomplish it. But it'll be better care when we're done, and it also will be much more affordable.
I wonder if you would go so far, and this is really far, I'll grant you that, but go so far as to say, one of the things that I want to accomplish in my first term as governor is to completely do away with fee-for-service, possibly even by virtue of legislative fiat if we had to.
Well, I think you have to, sure, I would love to get away from fee-for-service, but you have to replace it with something. So I think one of the things that we've learned in other parts of the country, and that I would certainly know here as governor, is you have to do this in a way that makes sense for the environment you're in and with the institutions you're dealing with. That doesn't lessen the need to make sure you get it done, but I think it can't be a one-size-fits-all thing that can be done by fiat or legislation. And in fact, as much as I think the Affordable Care Act is moving in the right direction for the nation, if those so-called accountable care organizations become a one-size-fits-all solution, they'll have a lot of trouble. I think in our state, we have the ability to tailor this to the institutions we've got, but still get to the goal that we're looking for.
All right, let's take a call here. We're speaking with Joe Avalone. He's a Democratic candidate for governor of Massachusetts. Let's start with Adam, who's in Cambridge. You're on the air, Adam.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. What's your question for Joe Avalone?
So, like the candidate, I, too, was in the Navy. I was a gunner's mate. I served from 04 to 08. I got out, used the GI Bill, graduated toward the top of my class with a degree in Environmental, Earth, and Ocean Science. And it seems that now the only jobs available are those that I can find in the service sector, retail, when, you know, I'm like highly trained, highly motivated, and I just can't seem to find anything in my field. So I was wondering, as far as job creation goes, I was wondering if there's anything he had in mind for things in the environmental science field.
Adam, let's turn that to Joe. Thank you so much for your call, Adam.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm so sorry you're having a little trouble, and I do wish you the best and hope you will find it. And I've been traveling all over this Commonwealth, and I have seen so many people that can't find work after a couple of years of trying, that are working at skill levels that are much less than that they've been trained for, or have multiple part-time jobs. It's really tragic. We have many areas of our state that are still 10% unemployment. So we're a long way from having the jobs that we need, and that is going to be a major focus of the next governor. And I have that background. I've created thousands of jobs over the years, and for the last seven, it's been in this very large global company with 15,000 employees in 50 countries. And in that setting, we often worked with the university systems in other countries to create the so-called skills, the work skills, that effectively can bring new businesses. And that's what we need the Commonwealth to do. That's what I can do. And for the caller, environmental and many other targeted industries, I think, are where we need to build these middle skills. And so I'm going to be working with our state and community colleges and voc tech schools differently and much more strategically to build out these middle skills. Then we can bring new businesses here and have the middle class jobs that we need.
Now, in the last couple minutes that we have, Joe, I'd like to talk a little bit about your political experience. You have served as selectman in Wellesley, but I also see that you worked on several presidential campaigns. You were on the finance committee for John Kerry's 2004 presidential campaign, also worked on Paul Tsongas' 92 bid for the White House, Gary Hart in 84, and Ted Kennedy in 1980. Now, forgive me for being so bold, but in terms of picking winners, maybe not a superior track record there.
No, but there is a common thread. I didn't go for the conventional politician, and I didn't go for the inside favorite, and that's clearly how this is lining up in the governor's race. I am not a conventional inside Democratic professional politician. I am coming from the outside with new jobs, new skill sets for what the Commonwealth needs, and that's where I think I can make a big difference. Obviously, I was attracted to those kinds of candidacies in the past. Paul Tsongas in particular, I was his healthcare advisor in 92. I really liked the way he worked with both Republicans and Democrats to help build the economy and new jobs, and that's the kind of governor I would like to be.
Well, in these early days of the race, we're also trying to spend a minute or so getting to know the person who's come into our studio. So, favorite hobby?
Oh, I would have to say skiing, which is only part of the year, isn't it?
Favorite place in New England to ski, then?
I would have to say Sunday River. We had a lot of great weeks with our children in Sunday River in the winters growing up.
Okay.
Of course, so there must be a good place in Massachusetts, too. I certainly like Massachusetts.
Well, and how about regarding sports, if you could have changed one thing about how the Sox played last night, what would you
have
done?
Well, hitting. We need a little more hitting. I think they're
score
great.
More runs.
I think they're great. But and it's true. They did have a lot of hits, but they just didn't score. I think they will do much better tonight, and I'm very bullish on the Sox. I think we're going to go all the way this year.
Well, that is a requisite for anyone who's running for governor of Massachusetts. But Joe Avalone, pleasure to speak with you. Would be delighted to have you back as the campaign sort of gears up over the course of the year.
Thank you very much, Megan. I would love to do so.
Joe Avalone is Democratic candidate for governor. He's also a former healthcare executive, former surgeon, and former Wellesley selectman. Listeners, coming up next, we'll speak with a former CIA spy, Valerie Plame. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty with Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.